Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's your travel from BBC Radio WM. Ed's got more in half an hour.
This is Ed James. Ed James.
BBC Radio WM.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to a brand new show on BBC Radio WM. My name is Ed James. But you know what? This isn't my show. It is yours. And I really mean that. This will only work if you get involved. So I need your help, please, to celebrate the West Midlands, to shine a spotlight on the people and tell the stories of genuinely the best place in the world. You might be listening to me for the first time. You may have heard me banging on for years. Either way, thank you so much for being there. It means a lot. Right, fancy getting involved? I know you do. WhatsApp 08000 321 333. Start your message with WM or email edjames@bbc.co.uk. Shall we do it?
Hell is gone and heaven's here. There's nothing left for you to fear.
Bobby Williams, Let Me Entertain You. Playing that for John and Joe listening to BBC Radio WM in Portugal. All right, you're just bragging now. You're just bragging. Making me feel bad. Enjoy your holiday, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Good morning and welcome. Ed James here, BBC Radio WM. That's Robbie. It's 8 minutes past 10. Right. So, let me take you back in time then, if I can, just under 3 years ago, to the Commonwealth Games 2022. Athletes from right across the world came to Birmingham for 2 weeks of elite sport. And remember, the world's eyes were on us. It felt good. TV cameras from literally every corner on Earth were here, and our city had never looked better. The sun was shining for a start. The streets were literally gleaming. It was a carnival-like atmosphere. You couldn't walk around town without bumping into people wearing tracksuits from all the corners of the world. And think about this. People, and you might not believe it, people actually wore T-shirts with Birmingham written on the front. People were proud to be from here. People were proud of Brum and the West Midlands. Fast forward a few years, and it's a very different story. The sun is still shining, as it is today. The TV cameras are still here, but instead of filming sports and athletes, they're filming bin bags and rats. This is how our city is now seen. Huge piles of rubbish, four or five feet high. You've probably seen it. People fly tipping mattresses and furniture. Residents being bitten by rats. And then you got the headlines like squeaky blinders all around the world. This is how our city is now seen by everybody else. When you say to people, "Oh, I'm from Brum," they almost look sorry for you. You can literally see the sadness in their eyes. A mate of mine doesn't say she's from Brum anymore because she's embarrassed. Let that sink in. She's embarrassed to be a Brummie. And it made me think, and this is what I want to talk about today on the first show, is she alone or do you feel the same? Are you too embarrassed to be from Brum and the West Midlands? And more broadly, can we have a chat really about what we can do about it? How do we change the reputation of the city and the region, which many feel is now in the gutter? Or maybe you're thinking, "Ed, I don't agree with any of that. It's not much of a big deal at all. Everywhere has strikes. It's a sign of the times. We won't be the first or last place to do this. And people don't pay that much notice anyway. We've still got lots to be proud of. And it's actually a good thing that we're standing by and supporting the bin workers." So today, I want your thoughts on this, please. Are you embarrassed to be from Brum? Are you embarrassed about Brum? And what can we do to change the reputation of our city? 08000 321 333 on the WhatsApp. Start with WM. Or, if you're at work, pretend to be working. Send me a quick email, edjames@bbc.co.uk. Is Brum now embarrassing? That's what we're doing today, BBC Radio WM.
Last night I had the strangest
dream. Aircheckdownloads.com.